News Talk 790 KFYO 709 Lubbock's First News. Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and you riding shotgun with Vikram Baliga, the Lubbock County Horticultural Extension Agent. Now, Laura, you had a question for Vic. You were reading an article about...
I was just reading an article. I killed a bug last night out at Lubbock Moonlight Musicals Amphitheater. You know, we had rehearsal out there, and the bug left this inky... The blood from that thing left ink-like stuff on my hand, and it, like, stained my hand. It was bizarre. I've never had anything like that happen.
It's pretty weird.
So I got on. I was, like, going to try to find out what kind of bug it was, and I came across this article that says that there's a certain kind of bug that lives on cactus pads, and it actually says on this website, you do not want to touch a cactus pad with your hand.
Does it say why?
The spines are very sharp.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. I knew it.
If there's a bug hanging out on a cactus pad, he you know, just leave him alone.
Don't swat at it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. It was like, well, how obvious is that? Yeah, you don't want to just put your hand on one. But anyway, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about this morning, which is the Water Conservation Exposition.
That's right.
Saturday, August 16th, 9 to 6, Lubbock Indoor Courts, Wolford, Texas. Be there. The Water Expo. Vic, what's about?
Well, we've been working with the Wolford City Council to kind of come up with this Water Expo trade show, you know, big day-long event. I feel like in this water conservation, you know, that's a big topic around here.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's talking about, well, you know, do we have water? Do we not have water? We do have water, you know, in Lubbock.
For now.
And Lubbock's not in as bad shape as a lot of places. You know, you look at San Antonio, El Paso, a few places, and, you know, they've got tons of people in San Antonio, and they've got less available groundwater than we do. So
there's some small towns who are having to bring water in.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're out of water.
Yeah, and, you know, in this area, there's even towns that are saying the rains have helped. The rain we've gotten has helped. But, you know, earlier this year, they had 45 days of a water supply. And so, you know, even though we have some available water right now, you know, we don't know what the drought's going to do. We don't know what it's going to look like the next 5, 10, 15 years. So we're trying to come up with easy ways that people in their homes can save water. You know, and there's the old things that we've talked about for years and years of, you know, turn off your faucet when you're brushing your teeth or put in a lower volume shower head, that kind of stuff. And that does save a lot of water, but we're going to look a lot at what you can do in the landscape. You know, how can you work with your landscape? You know, during the summer, 50 to 60% of home water use goes to the outdoors.
Now, before you go any further, I got a tattle on Haverty's, man. They got a broken sprinkler head. There was about 5,000 gallons of water in the gutter this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
Well, out in front, right out here, we were driving by Abuelo's the other night, and there was one that was just, you know, fountaining.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I'm glad you bring that up. And that's something we're going to talk about a little bit is how do you audit your sprinkler system? You know, because a lot of times we set them up and they run it, you know, in the middle, or they're supposed to run in the middle of the night. You know, they're not supposed to be running during the day.
So you're not really out there watching them.
Right. So how do you know if you have a broken head? How do you know if you put out, if you're putting out the right amount of water? You know, the city ordinance says we can put out 1.5 inches of water a week. Well, that's a lot of water, you know. But how much are we applying? What will your sprinkler system do? So we'll be talking a little bit about, you know, how you can use stuff as simple as a tuna can or something like that and put it out in the yard and figure out exactly how much water your sprinklers put out. So then you know how long you have to run them to actually get out the amount of water you need. We'll also kind of talk a little bit about how much water does your lawn or your plants really need.
Right, and that's a big question because a lot of times people think that they need more than they actually do because is it true that if you don't water as much, that forces the roots to go but down deeper to find the water?
It is true. And so, you know, a lot of folks will water a little bit every day because they think, you know, they're keeping it wet. And that's true to a certain extent. But really when you're doing that, you're only saturating the top inch or two of soil. And most of your roots are already deeper than that.
Right.
So you're not making that water available. If you water heavily once a week or infrequently, I'll say, you push water deeper into your soil, and then your plants have to go get it. So they develop a stronger root system.
Yeah, the roots chase it.
Right.
Now, you know, if you're doing that topwater stuff, now what I do with my stuff, I'm on a water well, but I don't water every day. You know, I water like maybe, you know, once a week. But I've got a bunch of mulch in my beds, and my mulch is thick enough to where I can water, and it stays damp.
Yeah.
But the surface moisture is good for like, you know, like blooming plants and stuff like that. If you have like flowers in a bed or something like that, you know, you got to keep them damp. But the thing is you can put all kinds of water on them. You're going to have to water too much if you're not mulched and you're not conserving the water that you're putting down or protecting that moisture. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why most people, they sit there, I don't get it. Well, it's like you come in here, Lauren, you said, I'm killing my plants. You know, you plant one in the backyard and you're like,
but you know, maybe what we should start looking, I mean, because I like flowers. Mm-hmm. I do, but they do take a lot of water, right?
Sure. Well,
are there alternatives or flowering plants that don't take so much water?
Absolutely. And we'll be talking about that too. Water-wise, and actually I've got two little clinics I'll be teaching and I'll be talking about water-wise plant choices. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like to say that I would hate for Lubbock someday to get to a point where we see 12 varieties of plants out in the landscape. That would be terrible. You know, so we're pushing the message that there's a lot of things you can grow in your landscape. You just have to make the right choices. If you drive between here and Post or here in the little towns around here and look on the sides of the highway, we've got a large number of wildflowers that grow. Just, you mm-hmm. know, they do their thing. And even the past few years when we haven't gotten any rain, they keep doing their thing. And so using wildflowers and using well-adapted plants in the landscape is a great way to get a lot of color in there, but still save on water. Mm-hmm. And,
because a lot of those wildflowers, man, they can, you know, they have two drops of water and they'll grow.
Yeah, they'll mm-hmm. keep going. And, you know, they can grow in, you know, when I was in grad school, we went out and collected wildflower seed. My advisor in grad school was doing research on that, Dr. McKinney out at Tech. And so we would go out and look like crazy people collecting wildflower seed, climbing up on the little, you know, the rocks and stuff on the side of the highway. But I found, yeah. And it's funny because one of my...
are you looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were four of us that would go out, and one of our grad students is like 6'5". And so he would look... It's hilarious watching him pick wildflower seeds on the side of the highway. But, you know, I've seen flowering plants growing on a rock outcropping in half an inch of soil. Yeah. So we have a lot of really tough plants that do well here. Mm-hmm. It's just finding the right ones. And we can help you with that at this clinic. And
okay. We're talking with Vic Baliga. He's the Lubbock County Horticultural Extension Agent. And Water Expo coming up in August on the 16th. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the trees of West Texas. It's 16 after the hour. 7:22 on Thursday. Get ready for the Water Garden Tour put on by the Arboretum. That's this weekend. We got details coming up
this weekend.
Yes, the Water Garden Tour is.
Oh, the Water Garden. Yeah, sorry. I thought you were talking about...
Is two.
That's right. You're right. Go ahead.
All right. Water Expo is coming up at the Lubbock Indoor Courts. Now, this is an oxymoron. I've discovered that because the Lubbock Indoor Sport Courts are in Wolfert, Texas.
Yeah, it's a little funny. Huh. And it's like it's actually right on the city lines out there. It's on Alcove just off of Brownfield Highway.
Oh, okay.
And so it's
they got 1 foot in each boat.
It seems like they're right there in the middle. I guess we can call them the Lubbock County Indoor Courts.
So they have basketball and volleyball courts.
I think so. But it's a great, you know, great large space where we can do a, you know, kind of a floor show or a trade show like this. And we're excited.
Multi-purpose building.
Exactly.
Nice.
And we're real excited that they're letting us come out and do this. They've been, you know, they've been great so far, just working with us and, you know, answering all of our questions. Or where are power outlets? Can we back a truck in? And mm-hmm. you know, plenty of them. And no,
yeah,
because they have basketball courts, and they probably don't want vehicles parked on that.
Right.
And that made sense.
Here are some of the topical choices for the free clinics inside the Water Expo: turf choices, water wise plants, irrigation efficiency, native plant choices, xeriscaping, which you see a lot of, you know, you see a lot of people doing kind of like the xeriscaping is kind of mm-hmm. like the landscapes that can thrive easily in an arid climate. Rainwater harvesting, gray water application. Ooh. you know what gray water is, don't you?
Ew.
You know, gray water is like, you know, the water that comes out of your sink.
Yeah,
black
shower.
Black water is the water that comes out.
You don't want to use that.
No. Mm. Oh, black water, keep on rolling. they've got exhibitors and vendors. Now,
I think that was the black water they were talking about, but that's okay.
let's take a minute. Let's take a minute just to recognize the sponsors of this thing because, mm-hmm. you know, this is a community thing.
Before we talk about the sponsors, though, when you were talking about all the different things going on at this is a wonderful opportunity for Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts to work on badges.
Absolutely.
Involving water conservation. I mean, come out. There's going to be so many things for the kids to do.
Lots of hands-on activities and just lots of great information. And it should be a lot of fun. We've got keynote speakers in the middle of the day. In between, we've got two rounds of clinics going on, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And then in the middle of the day, we'll have keynote speakers from the San Antonio Water System. Mm. And they've done a great job with their conservation efforts. And then a speaker from the National Weather Service talking about what might be coming up this fall in our weather. You know, are we going to get more rain?
Maybe there'll be some hope.
I think so.
They're talking like La Nina thing. Don't know what they're talking
about. They're saying cool, wet fall, which would be great.
That would be fantastic.
All right, let's get to the sponsors here. Obviously, you have Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. That would be your people.
Mm-hmm.
High Plains Underground Water Conservation District, Home Depot, LUCA, Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, the Spion Spectrum, the Lubbock Master Gardeners Association, AgriLife Extension, also ABC Bank, Citibank, Tornado Gallery, and then I mentioned the Home Depot.
I think so. And we've got a lot more folks that are helping out. It's funny when you make a flyer and have to
fit
things
crunch
on
everything
there.
Into one flyer.
Also, I want to point out that admission for this event, we're not charging money, but we're going to ask for folks to bring two cans of food. The South Plains Food Bank is partnering with us on this, and they're going to help us with our registration, bring a truck out. And we're hoping to raise a lot of food for the South Plains Food Bank through this event.
That's great, because they need it during the summer.
They do.
There is a glut, because everybody thinks about it during the holidays.
Right.
You know, we do the You Can Share and all that, but then we forget that South Plains Food Bank, they need food all year.
All year.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping this will be – and Tom, you said a minute ago that it's a big community event, and that's really what we're hoping for it to be. And not just even a Lubbock or Wolfworth community, but all the communities in this area. Because when we talk about water, it's a regional state issue.
Sure.
So, we've been inviting people from all across the panhandle. Really anyone who wants to make the drive down, we would love to have you.
Hey, let's get to the tree choice or Trees of West Texas.
Sure.
What are some of the trees that people should be targeting and some of the trees that people, if they're planting trees, should avoid?
Well, oaks and red oaks are very popular here.
They are.
Are those good trees to have?
You know, they're not. They are good trees. But with the amount of oak wilt we're starting to see, and we've talked about this before a little bit, in parts of town, you know, if we keep planting oaks, that's a whole lot of...
A fungus, right?
It's a fungus. Yeah. And it attacks oaks and it can spread very quickly. So we're mostly oak canopy here. And so if we start losing oaks, we could lose a lot of our tree cover. So things like desert willows and vitex are great small flowering trees. Cedar elms are great for a larger tree.
Now those vitex trees, those are also known as chass trees, but those are the ones that if you lop them off from the bottom up, keep this vase shape, they get these huge,
beautiful purple flowers.
Yeah, purple
nice
spikes
trees
on them.
I wouldn't plant a magnolia. You know, they don't like Lubbock so much.
I know, and I love magnolia trees.
You know what?
Beautiful.
They just don't do well here, do they?
I had a magnolia once, but it died. Go figure.
Yeah, that would be why.
Hey, Vic, thanks for coming in this morning. Don't forget the Water Expo coming up on the 16th of August, Lubbock Indoor Courts in Wolford, Texas.
Admission,
you don't want to miss this one.
Just a donation to the South Plains Food Bank.
That's it.